So let your eyes close gently. Find some way to sit. We'll sit for maybe 10 minutes or so, where your back is reasonably straight, so your breath is easy. Your feet are on the floor or you're stable. And first just come into the body and be here. There'll be some sounds of my words or various thoughts that pass through. Let those be like waves of the ocean. Let them just come and go. And just come back to be with your body and be with the movement of your breath first, just for the first 2 or 3 minutes of this. Your life breath, if you were underwater, it would really matter to you. Feel it in that way, this next breath. Sitting quite centered and open, like a queen or a king on a throne. Opening just to this moment, just coming back. Let's begin to open the attention and to feel or sense those places in our being that ask for healing and understanding, the sorrows or conflict we've run from. First in the body, feel your body with full awareness and kindness, and notice the places of tension or holding. Notice the places that are sick or the places that are wounded. And let your awareness open very gently and kindly to include, to connect. What are the places of sorrow in our body that we've left or lost touch with, that we haven't listened to? Simply opening to this truth, to what is here. Now feel your heart and your feelings, that which has held the barriers and the sorrows there, the losses that we've suffered, the unfinished business. The fears, the things that have hurt us, that we still carry. And with a gentle attention, let them show themselves. These are the sorrows of our heart, to be healed or understood. First, just to notice them. Receive them. Be aware of the places of the mind now that are our wounds, the places of conflict, our ideals, our dreams, how we wanted it to be, the disappointments. And let those too come into awareness. And then beyond ourselves, let come into your awareness some of the sorrows of the earth that we've avoided and neglected, that we haven't let ourselves really see, but we know is true. Let yourself see with a very gentle and open awareness, just to see what is true. Now come back for one more moment to the breath to center yourself, having seen these. Center yourself in this moment. There's a way in which we all deeply long to do the work of the heart, but we forget. We get so busy, we might be too caught up in someone else's difficulties, or we just get so busy that we forget to ask, what is it in this body, in this heart, in this mind, at this time, that really is asking for attention? The first noble truth is that there is suffering, that it's inevitable in life. There's aging and there's death and there's loss. And it takes a lot of courage to discover how to work with it. Yet in some way the thing that we most long for is to come to a place that can face everything, that can be free in every circumstances, which is really the same word as to love. If you want to learn how to love, that's what's required. This is from Pope John the 23rd. It often happens that I wake at night and begin to think about a serious problem and decide I must tell the Pope about it. Then I wake up completely and I remember I am the Pope. This is really what meditation is about. It's to begin to face the things that we and everybody else has run away from and discover that we have this capacity, like the Buddha, to sit and to see these things.